This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jennifer Oppenheimer joins me live in studio. She's the Director of Enrichment Programs at the University of Virginia School of Continuing and Professional Studies, and that is online at SCPS, for School for Continuing and Professional Studies, scps.virginia.edu. Jennifer, welcome back to the program.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. So the occasion of your visit is the release of the new Spring 2010. I can't believe that. 2010, we have arrived. Spring 2010 catalog of courses at the school. That's very exciting, which of course is very, very popular, much anticipated. You got a lot of folks who always look for the new catalog to come out because they sign up for courses.
Yes, and they're going to see it early this year, because usually the catalog is not out until the end of December, and registration usually starts in January, but we've started it early this year. So as of December 1st, you can register for spring courses.
Very cool. Now remind us, what is the School of Continuing and Professional Studies? What is this at UVA?
Well, the school is one of the 10 degree granting schools of the university, and we offer credit and non-credit programs, personal enrichment, professional development, online courses. We have locations throughout the state: Richmond, Roanoke, Northern Virginia, Southwest, everywhere you can think of in every corner of Virginia. And right now we are here in the University Center, and we have our personal enrichment programs. We do professional development courses, credit and non-credit. We also run the Community Scholar Program, which is how you can take credit classes at the university on a part-time basis, which is also exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do a lot there.
So you direct the enrichment programs.
I do.
And that catalog has just been released. And these are the courses that anybody, local folks, current students, anybody can sign up for, and they are, there's no pass-fail or anything. It's just personal enrichment.
No grades, no worries. You just come on in. Most of our courses are from 7 to 9, one day a week, for usually 8 weeks. And so you come in, sometimes there's readings and other times there's not in some courses, and you just come in and explore your interests with like-minded folks.
There you go. And one of those courses, I am very proud and happy to say, is I'm going to teach it, and we start in January.
Yes, and you are the number one course in the catalog.
Yay! Yes. How about that?
Page
very
one.
Cool. Wow.
Page one.
And it's local history.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do Charlottesville and UVA. A to Z.
A to Z.
Yeah.
There's no one better to do it than you.
Well, thank you very much. I think it's very exciting. And you and I talked about this and put this course together. And in the past, when something like this has been done before, there's been a tremendous interest in this.
There has. There
from
has.
Folks who are natives and folks who are new.
Exactly, exactly. We really get a whole bunch of people from all different walks of Charlottesville. Old, young, new to Charlottesville, old to Charlottesville. Students and community members alike.
There you go. And I'm going to do, we'll do the history of Charlottesville. We'll do the whole building and creation of UVA, the building of the Academical Village. We're going to do the history of the corner. We're going to do history of athletics at the university, which is going to be a lot of fun. And then before we're done, we'll go on a field trip and walk down to the corner and walk the lawn and talk about the history of the university and its environs.
And you've got that local current topics and development topics, right?
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. We're going to do a whole lecture about some of the more controversial things, the Meadow Creek Parkway and mm-hmm. Vinegar Hill and water, the history of the water supply. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. That way, new folks and old folks can have a little context for some of the things they see in the news these days.
Exactly, exactly. It's like a reader companion for your radio show.
We're talking with Jennifer Oppenheimer. She's the Director of Enrichment mm-hmm. Programs at the University of Virginia School of Continuing and Professional Studies. And before we talk more about some of the new courses that are being offered, remind folks how you can get this information and get signed up.
Well, catalogs went out to all every household in the city and county just this past week. Also to past participants and inquiries from outside the county. And you can also find us on our website. We have an online catalog you can download or just view online, and then download registration forms or come in and see us at Zemer Hall to register.
There you go. And Zemer Hall is over on Alderman Road.
Off of Alderman Road
of
by St. Thomas Church.
Yeah, yep. Right behind there. Mm-hmm. Now tell us about some of the other courses that are going to be offered that might be of interest.
Well, we've got a lot of really, really fun courses this semester. We have a whole page, our first page of our catalog, dedicated to local interest courses, like your local history course, a local food for thought course. We did a local food and nutrition course a few years ago, and it was real popular. So we're bringing that back again to explore Central Virginia's food system with an emphasis on consumer education and how you can get involved and cook seasonally, buy seasonally, be involved with your the providers and the farmers.
See, I really like this because we hear about this all the time, this whole local movement, the local food movement. But here's the that someone will take you by the hand and tell you where the farms are, where you can buy this, what you can get here. And that's great because there really is no where do you go for that kind of information.
Exactly. And then that course ends with a cooking and eating class where they'll talk about how you can prepare and save and preserve your local foods, and so you can eat them throughout the year.
Very nice.
Yes,
I like
yes,
that.
Yes.
We're talking with Jennifer Oppenheimer of UVA School for Continuing and Professional Studies. She's director of the Enrichment Programs, and you can learn more online at scps.virginia.edu. You also have the Jefferson and Monticello class will be again this year, which is always very popular.
Yeah, we've been offering that for probably 25 years. With Monticello, and each of the heads of the different disciplines there, archaeology, landscapes, art, everyone in there comes down and each of them do a lecture. And then the last class in that course is up on the mountaintop for a special, you're up there at night when no one else is there. You get to go up to the dome room and do some other fun stuff and have a nice reception right there.
Very cool. That's neat.
Now, always a popular one and a really must for everybody who calls Charlottesville home. You've got to be able to discuss Jefferson and Monticello and tell your visitors a little bit about everything that goes on there.
And you're not really a native unless you can tell somebody, I've been in the dome room.
Exactly.
Monticello.
Bragging rights.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good bragging rights.
So tell me about this. I noticed this in the program, this class on traditional music. What is that?
Oh, this is going to be a great class. It's a lecture and performance series that we started about 8 years ago with Jonathan Lohman at the Virginia Folklife Program. And we did one on the history of the banjo and where we had people come in and they're up there and they have their instruments. And so they're talking about where their music comes from, how it got to be what you hear today. And at the same time, they're playing for you. And we ended up doing a whole series of these at the Prism over the years. We did old-time music, we did Irish music, we did bluegrass. And then we, when the Prism closed, we moved it over to the Gravity Lounge, and we did, 2 years ago, we did world music, and now we're doing traditional music, and we're going to hold it over at Bel Rio Restaurant.
Downtown Belmont.
In downtown Belmont. downtown Belmont. And we are going to be looking at all sorts of different kinds of traditional music, gypsy jazz, gospel, West African music, Sephardic music, of course, blues and old time, bossa music and samba and funk. So it's going to be
great. Wow. It's all over the place.
It is. It's all over the place because that's what traditional music is all about. And you'll be able to, you can go early and eat. The food at Bel Rio is wonderful. You can go early and eat or also have appetizers and drinks throughout. And they've got a great stage in there. And it's going to be just a fantastic place for a course like this.
You sign up for this class. Every week, it's a different musical concert with somebody that's going to tell you all the history of the music and the songs and the instruments.
Exactly. It's a great series, and I'm so glad to have it back again.
Yeah, that is very cool. It's just total ethnomusicology, as we say in the game.
Exactly. And Heather Maxwell, who always has played with In a Rhythm with Robert Jospe, she spent a lot of time in West Africa, and she's facilitating the course and then also doing her own session.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's very neat. Great.
Again, folks, the website is scps.virginia.edu. It's the University of Virginia's School of Continuing and Professional Studies. The new enrichment programs, the catalog has just been mailed out. You'll get it in the mail, and the courses are enrolling as we speak. And what are some other of the programs in the catalog?
Oh, we've got programs from every discipline, from the arts and gardening and landscape. We have a kitchen garden course that we're bringing back again. Religion, we have our mantra meditation course, which is kind of an offshoot of our old Buddhist meditation course, and that's going to be exciting. Physical science, career, we have a career transition course if you're trying to figure out what to do next. You're looking for your next job or your dream job, and it's going to help you try to figure that out.
A lot of writing courses, too.
Our writing courses are very, very popular, and even now, if you've taken our writing courses and you've gotten to the point where you're ready to publish, we now have a book publishing course that we'll be offering as well. In addition to writing poetry, screenplays,
I wish
fiction.
I had that course years ago because I learned the hard way, I can tell you.
Yeah, you can
I've never talked about it. I've never talked about it publicly, but that is not easy. I was very fortunate and had some incredibly lucky breaks, but it's not an easy world. The publishing world is very, very difficult.
But it's interesting now because there's all this self-publishing now, and there's so many other aspects and ways to do it. So that's definitely going to be an important component of
that course. Yeah, I mean, the price on that kind of self-publishing has come some way down, and it's actually a viable alternative if you just want to actually have a book and you don't want to go the traditional route and deal with an editor or an agent. You just want a book for your friends and your family, and that's doable.
And I was reading, they had in the New York Times Magazine last week, they had the CEO of Amazon, and he was talking about the Kindle and how you don't have to go through a publisher. You could actually submit your book somehow. I can't figure out how to the Kindle, and they'll put it on there, and you get 35% back, which is bigger royalties than you'd ever get at any publishing company.
It's amazing how that whole industry is changing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting to the point now where it'll be a very rare thing to have a tree cut up with words on it, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
On a shelf. It really is, it's really changing. We're talking with Jennifer Oppenheimer. She's the Director of Enrichment Programs at UVA School of Continuing and Professional Studies. There's also a course in here. That course in consciousness, that's really popular too, right?
It is. We have a retired physics professor from the university. And when he first came to me a while ago and said, I want to teach this course, and he sent me the description, and I said, what is this? And he said, trust me. And I said, I will. And I did. And now it's really one of our most popular courses. And it's just fascinating. And it's not there yet, but it probably will be the first to fill. And I assume that it will be filled by the end of the week.
Wow.
And we'll see what comes next.
So people just flood into that thing.
Yeah, they really do. They really do.
That's really interesting. Now, there's also a course in here that caught my eye, and it's like a one-day course inside an auction house. What is that?
It is. This is a new series that we started, our Inside series, and we went down to the Museum of Early Southern Decorative Arts in the fall, and now we're going to go up to Sloan and Kenyon Auctioneers in Chevy Chase, Maryland, and it's a day course. It's one day, and we're going to take a bus up there and get to go behind the scenes of this auction house, and it's going to be during a preview week. So you're going to actually get to see the items before they go out and understand not only how the auction house is organized, but, you know, buying tips and all that kind of interesting things that you would never get to know by just being there in the public. And Will Paulson, who's a local appraiser, has been teaching that. He also teaches a companion course to that, The Art of Collecting. And so he'll be our guide up there. And Will's a fabulous guy. And he's just have such a great deal of information and stories to impart and treasures to show. And it's going to be a great course.
Let's talk a little nuts and bolts here. How many people are usually in each program, roughly?
Well, we've got a couple different kinds of courses. Our writing and some of our smaller courses, our landscape design workshop, for example, are small. They're only 15 people or sometimes even 10. And then the next size up is somewhere between 25 and 35. And then we have our larger lectures.
Okay.
So it really just depends on the course and what the style is and what works best for that topic.
And how much do they cost?
Most of them
things?
Cost $190. And then some of the smaller group, you do pay a premium for that, and they're $225. There's a couple of them. Your course is 170. So it's really just based on the number, the size of it and the number of sessions.
Yeah. And that includes any of that fee will include if you have a field trip or any travel or anything, that's
exactly
built into that price.
Included, right.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. The website is scps.virginia.edu. And of course, Virginia is spelled out. And you can look in your mail for the catalog. It's on the way. It's UVA School of Continuing and Professional Studies, the Personal Enrichment Evening Courses. And I would love to meet you if you want to sign up for my course. It's going to be Monday nights from 7 to 9, beginning on January 25th. And we're going to explore the local history here in Central Virginia, Charlottesville, Albemarle, and the University of Virginia. Jennifer Oppenheimer is the Director of Personal Enrichment Program at the School of Continuing and Professional Studies. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for
Very
having
exciting.
Me.
Very exciting. Lots of good
pleasure.
Stuff.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.